Amen, huh? Here we are, chapter 1, Partnering with God 2022. Partnering with God 2022. Oh my goodness sakes. Have we really gotten here? It is true we have. Praise God, we've gotten here and we're all cash positive. Well, you know, we are. Thank you, Jesus. Were we always? No, we were not. All of you on here have struggled and pulled through. There are some struggles at hand that we are also going through. There are some struggles at hand. And for those struggles, I promise you that you will be better. You will be stronger. You will learn. He will teach you because He is good. He is good all the time. Chapter 1, Partnering with God 22. What does it mean? Why did I do this? Why are we here today? Well, we're here by the grace of God. We're here. But what I key in on is actually as important to me is the mercy of God. The mercy. All of us wicked sinners, all of us, we have no right to judge anybody or anything. And here we are in these tremendous lives. Stress, yes, of course. But as we look across the world in Ukraine, we can see that stress can get a lot worse. We don't have anything to be stressed. Our quality of life is good. We have to work. We have to accept our responsibilities. We have to learn these light, L-I-G-H-T, lessons. Light, these light, very light lessons. They're not a big deal. God's doing all the heavy lifting here. Make no mistake. I'm not doing anything. You're not doing anything. He's doing all the heavy lifting. All we got to do is show up and pick up the loose ends, some things that He allows us to be a part of. Why? Because He loves you. He loves you. So, what does He want from me that I have learned? He wants me to be in or out. Well, He wants me to be in. He wants you to be in. So let's break down chapter 1, Partnering with God. It's a short chapter because it's not complicated. It's real simple for me. Either I'm in or I'm not. I want to know Him better. I want to fight sin every day in myself. I want to serve. I want to believe. I want Him everywhere in my life, and I want to pray because I think it's strong. Or I don't. Either I do or I don't. I choose. Patrick, I choose, I do. I do. Either I do or I don't, I do. I choose, I do. I do. I do what the Lord asks me to do, even when I need His help to do it. And when I mess it up, it makes me crazy. I used to do so many things, I didn't even remember what I did right, wrong, good, or bad. I didn't even have a gauge. That's what's the matter with the world today. There's no gauge. Without God, there's no gauge. Now, with this gauge, with the Word, there's a gauge. And when I make these mistakes, no matter how big or small, I'm aware of them. I'm super hyper aware of them. It makes me crazy because I don't want to do that. I try again, I try again, I try again because that's what I want. Or I don't. And if I don't, none of the aforementioned matters. Because I can do whatever I want. However, it does matter to me. I choose, I do. I do. Either I'm in or I'm not. I'm in. I want to be in. I do. Either I do it or I don't do it. I choose, I do. It does matter to me. It all matters to me. I matter to me. I matter to Him. He matters to me. So every day I try again. Against my flesh and against my nature, against me. I am a servant, a child, soldier of Christ. That is not my nature. That is not my nature. I try for that. I strive for that. My nature is flesh and sin and selfish and self-centered, all those things. I fight every day, sin in me, against my flesh, against my nature, I try again to be a servant child, soldier of Christ. Amen, amen, amen. I want to run my business in the reflection of God's promises to me, his promises to me. How can I run my business? How can he promise anything to me if I don't run my business in line with that? His ways, his direction. Well, by the way, what's his promise to me? His promise to me is forever. Forever he will be with me. Forever I will be with him. Just believe him. He promises me that. We have scripture coming up, of course. Oh, the plans I have for you. I've said it so many times. Plans to prosper you and bring you hope. His direction, his word, either I do or I don't. Again, I do. And it's hard every day, isn't it? But it's hard. It's hard to live the righteous road every day. They say in the Bible, the road is narrow. It's right. The road to hell is wide. Plenty of room there, right? Freeway. It's a freeway. The road to heaven is narrow. It's hard, isn't it? But not as hard as no structure from the book. Look at the world today without structure. Look at the world without structure. It's a way harder, rocky road. It's a terrible, it's a downslide roll, man. It's like a boulder that starts rolling at the top of the hill, and by the time it's at the bottom, it's roaring down, destroying everything in its path, isn't it? But it's hard every day. Hard without structure? Harder without structure. Structure from the book, from the word, from the Holy Spirit inside of you. Hey, that's just me. That's what I think. That's what got me here this morning. Do I fail? Constantly. Constantly I fail. And in the blood of Christ, I try again and again and again and again. And on some days, I do better than others. Some days I do better than others. Galatians 1, 11, 13. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. That's Paul, man. Paul, we'll talk about that. Isn't that you and me? I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preach is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. Galatians 1, 22, 24. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy, and they praised God because of me. You and I are worthless sinners, but God turned every one of us around. And what we should do is offer everything we do, what I need to do is offer my day up. That everything and anything I do today will bring glory and honor to the King. I can relate to these things in Paul. Was I for the church? No, I was personally unknown to the churches. for sure. My previous life, intensely I persecuted the church. I didn't actively go out and talk against it. I was just a lousy representative. I wasn't even a representative. I was a representative of the wrong team, right? I was on the wrong side. I can relate to those scriptures. The man who said it, the man who said those scriptures, his name was Paul. A Christian killer by trade. Brought to the faith by Christ himself. Now, he thought he was doing the right thing. He thought these Christians were hideous people. He believed that. He was a soldier. He believed that. And on the weekends, he kept serving. He didn't even take any time off. He served the state to get rid of these Christians that were infiltrating, right? Well, on the way, the Lord knocked him off of his horse and reduced him to a blind man. A blind man. Set him straight. And then in the power of God, restored his sight and restored him to a powerful man of God. He never looked back. God saved him, just like you and me. It's an amazing story. You should read about him. He makes no apologies for Jesus or his past. He makes no apologies for it. He says the Lord saved him. Quite the opposite. He makes no apologies. If Paul is the bar, it's a pretty tough bar. But he's a man just like you and me. He's a person just like you and me. I work with a lot of people with way different backgrounds. There are believers, non-believers, some kind of believers, and then there's used-to-be believers or maybe casual believers. Maybe believers, they maybe believe like when all hell breaks loose and they need a favor. Maybe believers, they maybe believe, right? Oh, when something bad comes to happen, now I believe, I need a favor, God. Casual believers, they go to church on Christmas and Easter, right? Christmas and Easter, casual believers. Non-believers, that's easy. I can kill, steal, and destroy as long as I can get away with it. I got no rules. Believer, that's a big word. A big word. That means I believe a man named Jesus Christ died for my sins so I can go to heaven for all eternity, and I want to pay him back with better than my best in all things, especially in my business, especially in my family, especially in every breath I take. Let's focus on that. Paul, the apostle, God knocked him down, knocked him off his horse, straightened him out, and brought him into the service of the Lord. One of the most powerful figures in the Bible. Will he do that for you? Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Come on, bring it. That's a promise to you. You got to say okay, however. All right, partnering with God. You got to say okay. Could you learn about business in a science book? Probably not. In a math book? Probably not. How about in a business book? Probably not. If you're a believer, you get it from the Bible. There's only one Bible. How many business books are there? How many math books? How many courses could you take before you could run your company? With one book and God as your partner, you can do anything. You can do anything. And you can do it right now. What's that you say? I could run a business right now. I never did it before. In the power of God, you can do anything. All things are possible. Bible says it. All things are possible. These promises, they're real. They never change. There isn't another book that says it another way. There isn't a number of different business books, a number of different science books, a number of different everything books. There is one book that can succeed everything in your life and make you better than your best, which was the original blueprint of what God meant you to be. And all you got to do is say, okay, God is my co-pilot. No, you say, God is my pilot. We can part with parts of everything in all kinds of places and sources. The more you read, the more you realize how much actually started in the Bible. Everything we read, somewhere you can see that its roots are in the Bible. I know you're saying, no, that's crazy. It is not crazy. All the religions in the world, when you get right down to studying them, which nobody does, they just mouth off, right? Everybody just mouths off about religion and politics like they know. Has anybody studied it? Nobody's studied anything. They just mouth off. Everybody's an expert. Until what? Until their country gets blown up to pieces and tyranny prevails. Don't take your freedom for granted. Don't take your life for granted. Sure, we can love God. We can. We can love God and take him for granted. Don't do that. We can love God, believe in God, and take him for granted. Don't do that. Partnering with God means you are accountable to God, accountable. The more you read in this world, the more you realize it actually started in the Bible. People took it out and twisted it up for their own belief system, whatever they wanted. Go to the source. How much of everything written started in that book? I'll tell you how much started in that book. Everything written started in that book. How about a cookbook? Those arguments, those petty, pointless arguments, are all over the world in one form or another. Pointless, petty. and they get in the way of progress. They get in the way of your bottom line. They get in the way of me and you and relationships and good things. Jesus Christ is the first turnaround Jedi Master. Am I right? The first turnaround Jedi Master, the Obi-Wan of the world. What's the best teaching I received from him? What's the best teaching? Well, they're all great, but I have favorites like in seasons, right? You know, like I have favorites. Then I'm like, no, this is my favorite. No, that's my favorite. Because I have been blessed with hunger for the scripture, hunger for the word. I want to know what he says. I want to know what he wants. It never changes. I can depend on it. When everything in my life changes, I can still depend on this. When the whole world is changing, I can depend on this. When my balance sheet is going up and down and sideways and inside and out, and yours is crazy and mine is crazy and everything is crazy, the word is solid. Luke 16:10. One who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. One who is faithful in a very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. Oh, yeah. It's important to stick with church. It's important to stick with church. I know church is made out of people. Everybody gets mad at everybody. What do you think? It's any different than the world? That it's the holiest place on earth? It's where everybody comes to get fixed, to get help. It's a mess in there. But the word of God is true. And the word of God is healing people one right after the other in those churches. And more are coming in and more are coming in. Thank you, Jesus. Ten Commandments. Stick to the church, the Ten Commandments and the Bible as it was originally written. Yeah, it's great. Well, it's just something else I got to do. I'm so busy. You can be busy because what God gave you. You are busy with what God gave you. You didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. If you can believe that, you'll love to make time for him, to have coffee with the Lord in the morning, to study your words, say your prayers, and feel like I don't deserve to be here. And still you are allowed to read his word and say your prayers. And he is with you. He will hear you. Well, what about if he's given up on me? If you're praying, he hasn't given up on you. If you're praying, he hasn't given up on you. If you're praying, he hasn't given up on you. If you're praying, he hasn't given up on you. He is teaching you, helping you. As a sinner, it is challenging. Temptation waits at every turn. The love of money, property, prestige, alcohol, drugs, gambling, inappropriate relationships, all waiting to destroy men and women and me. If you don't believe in God, partner with yourself. Make your own rules. Left to my own devices, things change with my mood. Absolute fact is optional. Fact and fiction are the same to a mind without God. How do I know that? Kids, I lived it. My friends, I lived it. This is my testimony. This is my story. The Lord reached down and helped me back. He loved me back. And it was so easy. No, it wasn't. But it was easier than living in the headspace and the dirt, crumb, bum life that I had. With God in times of trouble and success, all days, I want to be with him. I have no desire anymore to oppose him or his will. Oh, I fought God. I did not. I fought myself. It sounds honorable to fight God, right? Like I'm really standing up against the king. Rebellion does not look good on people over 10, okay? It doesn't look good. Oh, man, I have no desire to oppose him. Who did I fight? I fought me. God was in me fighting me. I was fighting myself. Sin bothers me repeatedly, doesn't it? It bothers us all, doesn't it? It bothers us. Temptation is at my door all the time. I'm not alone, though. I'm not alone anymore. The Lord is with me and teaches me how to move away from harm. In the past, the devil used my talents that God gave me against everything. Used my talents to hurt people, to hurt places and things in my life that God had given me. The devil used my own strengths, my own talents against me. In the Lord, he uses it to better me, to better people around me, to better the world, to do good things. I am in the cradle of Christ. I'm not alone anymore. But make no mistake, the power that you have, the devil can use against you and against so many people around you, hurt so many people around you. All of you have so much authority in your lives. And with that authority, you can hurt so many people if you allow the devil into your life, if you don't fight to keep the structure of God and the Word of God. I'm just telling you what happened to me. I don't want my old life back. I don't want the chaos back. I don't want the insanity. I don't want the sadness. I don't want to wake up with that on my head anymore. I don't want to go to sleep in the pain and agony of defeat every day. That's just me, you know. Hey, I could choose that or being on the phone with you this morning, clear-headed. What am I worried about today? Whether or not I'm going to have to take a Claritin again today because, you know, well, you know, all those little white things are flying around in the air, you know, and I'm sneezing and, you know, and I said a bad thing yesterday, you know, I work on that. That is way better. We are in America. Use what God has given you, the gifts to bring glory and honor to the King, and watch your life. Continue to do what you're doing. I'm telling you, chapter one, partnering with God, you're doing it. But we're still plenty of us in there. There's plenty of us in every decision we make. Like we're saying, I turn it all over to God. No matter how much we turn over to God, there's still plenty of us in there, isn't there? I'll do it my way in the name of God. In the name of God, we're doing all things. This is what I'm doing. I'm doing the right thing. God said, God, 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 God. We can believe in God and still not be doing what God wants to do and use God as an excuse. Why do we know that? Because this is what I want to do, by golly. Listen to God. He's a whisper. Sometimes I guess he shouts, but in Scripture, there is talk of God speaking in a whisper so that the prophet Elijah could hear him. A whisper, but he showed him the difference. He had a big thunderstorm, the rumbling of the earth, and he couldn't hear his voice. Then the light breeze and a whisper he heard, the voice of God. That is something we should learn from, right? I'm not alone, you're not alone, the Lord is with me and you and teaches me how to move away from harm. Produce, deliver, and collect is a prayer every day and a gift every day. To do the right thing at the right time, efficiently and for a fair price. Produce, deliver, and collect is a prayer every day and a gift every day. A day, every day. To be able to do the right thing, to be able to breathe in fresh air, to be challenged with fresh air in the light of God, in the breath of God. To do the right thing at the right time, efficiently, and for a fair price. To do everything at a fair price. To do things correctly. What's good for your family, what's good for their family. Sometimes it's a little less than we want, but you got to do a good trade. You got to do a good trade. You got to honor what God has given you to take care of your family. We have to honor that. And we have to be good with our brothers and sisters. And we have to try to stay on the straight and narrow and keep those things that are not so good for our family out of it. All of it is hard to do, even on challenging days. I get to do this. Even on challenging days, you get to do this. I never say I have to do it. In his holy grace, I get to proceed, to continue, to live, to love, and to serve with him, in him. I have more to do every day than I've ever had to do in my life. I have more to do, more places to be than I've ever had in my entire life. And when I hear from people, I didn't have time to do the Bible. I don't have time to make it to the call. I can't get over here. I'm doing this. I prayed thanks to God that I can. And I pray for my friends that they can too. There is no time where there is no time for God. There is no time where there is no time for God. There is no time where there is no time for God as far as I'm concerned. I don't want anything to be able to sneak in behind me and take my family down any farther than it already has. Our children, my children, they are a product of my past. And they have lived through things with me that I wish I could take out the sins of the Father. It's not just you hurt when you're not in good form. It's everyone you love. Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Okay, we stick to the grindstone, okay. Partnering with God is a journey. And all along the way, things get better, even when stress takes over. Even when they get worse, they're getting better. You know, when you hurt from an operation, every day you're still getting better. It's when you hurt every day without the operation, you get worse. With the adjustment, with the 2-degree adjustment every day, you get better. Let me share a couple things with you that are important to remember. When partnering with God, 1, stress comes upon me when I'm resisting my responsibilities. Remember that. People think I'm so stressed, I got so much to do. Yeah, I don't have anything to do. Stress comes on me when I'm resisting my responsibilities, when I'm not doing what I ought to be doing. I don't think about stress when I'm doing my responsibilities. When we're doing our job, we're not thinking about stress. It's when we don't want to do it, when we don't want to do what's on the list, when we do 3 out of 5 things, 3 out of 10 things. That's when you got the problems. Stress comes upon me when I'm resisting my responsibilities, not when I'm doing things, not when I'm taking care of my responsibilities. And 2, I watch all of us fight for the right to be stupid. We fight for the right to be stupid. We fight for the right to do the wrong thing. And we can even say it in the name of God. Common sense is not so common. And stupid is very, very expensive. We fight for our right to do what we want to do, even when it's stupid, in the face of absolute fact, people talking, giving you correct ways of, and we will do the wrong thing. Paul says, why do I do what I know I shouldn't? Why do I not do what I know I should? We are all tempted by the devil. We are all. Paul said it best in Scripture. He said that there's a thorn in my side, a demon, and I have asked the Lord to take it away 3 times, and the Lord said no, to keep me humble. My grace is sufficient. We all have challenges. We are all tempted to remind us that we are weak without the Lord. Either we depend on ourselves or God. That's it. When trouble comes, do you really want to be the only one you can depend on? Well, I got Bob next door. He's always said something. Come on, really? I listen to this silly stuff every day of my life. I gave you 3 checkpoints. The first one is everybody will do anything. Yeah, they'll even believe in God. The second one is I got it from here. I can go back to my old ways. And the 3rd checkpoint is I can do a little of my way and a little of God's way. All of it is nonsense. Even chapter 1, when you say, I'll do anything. Sure, you'll do anything. You're in trouble up to your eyeballs now. The question is, what will you do with it when you get it back? You pass the 3 checkpoints, you've got something. You got something. You got something. With God, I've got another chance. You pick God every 3 checkpoints and you stick with it. I may be able to do more than I ever dreamed. I don't maybe be able to do more than I ever dreamed. I am doing more than I ever dreamed. If I would have got what I wanted 20 years ago, I'd have sold myself short. If I would have got what I wanted 30 years ago, I would have sold myself short. I am doing now more than I ever dreamed. Without God, I can judge everybody. Do anything, I can believe wholeheartedly that I'm intelligent and superior, even on the days I'm an idiot and chaos knocks down my door. But with God, I got a secret weapon. Partnering with God puts you in a better place. It puts me in a better place. His very hand is upon you. Romans 8:31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Do you understand? Without God, you can think you're all that in a bag of chips all day long. But you're not. You're not. You're not anything. You can think you're very smart when you're not. You can think you're very intelligent and more smarter than everybody else, and you're not. But it doesn't matter. Without God, you can believe anything you want. You can live the dream inside your head. You can believe that what's coming down the road for you is amazing. It's not. How do I know? I am a product of that road. The only way to get off of that road is in Christ. I can tell you one thing for sure, something I've learned. There's no atheists in foxholes with rockets and bullets flying overhead. There are no atheists when your child is laying on a deathbed in pain and agony, dying in front of you. And when you're laying on your deathbed, you think maybe you can pick God then? How do you know you're going to be lucky enough to know you're going to die? Not everybody gets that option. I realize that myself. Woo! These are hard stuff. No, they're not. It's real, baby. This morning you get reality. Isn't it real? It's authentic. Yeah! Finally we get authentic. Yeah, yeah, yeah! The rest of this stuff is dreaming. It's dreaming. And it never comes to pass. It always comes up short. All the great things that God has given you, they don't pay off like you wanted them to. But in God, they pay off like you never imagined. You get it? Both of them are different. It didn't pay off like I thought it should. Both of them. Without God, it doesn't pay off like you thought it should. With God, it doesn't pay off like you thought it should. It pays off with so many dividends, you never knew it was coming. This is real, man. This is real. I'm telling you. From Loserville to here is the hand of God. The path is the hand of God. For me, is there any other way? I haven't seen it. Nobody pointed out to me, anybody else, anything else. There's only so many minutes you got left in. There's only so minutes I got left in my life, same as you. There's only so minutes we got. We don't know how many minutes we got. What are you going to do with yours? What are you going to do with yours? How many? You don't know how many minutes you got left. Here's a tip. Ask him what you want to do. Ask him what he wants you to do. Ask him. As I understand scripture, there are many job openings for kingdom work. As I understand it, there's a lot of job openings, man. There's a lot of job openings for kingdom work. There is never a time when they say the unemployment lines up and there's nothing to do. Never. There's a job always for those who want to work. It pays good dividends. It pays good dividends. Apply for the job every day. And by the way, the best job to apply for is, what do you want me to do, God? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? He is waiting for you every day. He's up already, got the coffee on, right? A little malto meal, right? Your favorite banana, strawberry mix. He's ready every morning. He's ready. Go talk to him. He can't wait to talk to you. He loves you so much, he can't wait to talk to you. The best is yet to come every day. You think it was good yesterday? The best is yet to come today, even in the challenges. He gets to show you how to do things even in the challenges. 1 Chronicles 4:10, Yabez cried out to the God of Israel. Only time we heard from this guy, Yabez. But it is the prayer of each one of us, and watch how it rolls. Yabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. That's the only story about Yabez. But what did he say? You would bless me and enlarge my territory. Amen? No. Bless me and enlarge my territory and let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Oh, can I learn from that? Can I have hope in that? Oh my, yes, 1 Chronicles 4:10. I think that'll be my favorite now. I guess I've moved away. I have so many favorites. I'll make this my favorite for a while. And God granted his request. That could be you. Yeah. Is that you? Yeah. Yeah. Chapter 1, partnering with God. Does it get any better? Partnering with God 2022. It doesn't get any better. Amen. Amen. Dig it, kids. Okay. Let's go, John.